I'm Francine Michaud. Every week at this time, Chris takes a look at the calendar of events and what's going on around Connecticut. I'll begin with events showcased in the Hartford Current. Some Sweet Songs and Sharp Voices by Christopher Arnott in the Hartford Current. Space Ballroom, 295 Treadwell Street, Hamden. Comedian Jacqueline Novak brings her acclaimed one-woman show, Get On Your Knees, to the Space Ballroom in Hamden. The show had a healthy off-Broadway run, where it was nominated for a Drama Desk Award. Novak also hosts the popular funny wellness podcast, Poog. February 17th at 7 p.m., tickets are $25 to $30. For tickets or information, visit the website spaceballroom.com. Xanadu, Center Stage, 54 Grove Street in Shelton. The curious 1980s Olivia Newton-John pop fantasy movie Xanadu got turned into a stage musical in 2007 with a self-mocking script by comic playwright Douglas Carter Bean. There's also a musical called Xana Don't out there, but that's a different story. Shelton's community-based Center Stage is putting on the roller skates February 17th to the 26th. Performances are Wednesdays through Fridays at 7:30 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7:30 p.m., and Sunday at 2. Tickets are $18 to $36. For tickets or information, visit the website centerstageshelton.org. Calling Puerto Rico, Seven Angels Theater, One Plank Road in Waterbury. The first production from the new Waterbury-based Palante Theater Company is Calling Puerto Rico by Juan Ramirez Jr. Described as a story of a grandfather and grandson separated by an ocean while Hurricane Maria is about to devastate the island, Palante will donate a portion of all ticket sales to Hurricane Fiona Relief Charity. Takes place February 17th to the 26th at Seven Angels Theater in Waterbury. Performances are Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are $20. For tickets or information, visit the website, the number 7atheater.org/PALANTE. Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra, Kolady and Rachmaninoff, Guard Arts Center, 325 State Street, New London. It's a good month for Rachmaninoff. The Romantic Composer's Piano Concerto No. 2 was part of last week's Hartford Symphony Orchestra concert. Now his Piano Concerto No. 3 is being done by the Eastern Connecticut Symphony Orchestra on February 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Guard in New London. Also on the program is Zoltan Kolady's 1933 Dances of Galanta, Ralph Vaughan Williams' Concerto in F Minor for Bass Tuba and Orchestra with tuba soloist, and Mozart Symphony No. 32 in G Major. Tickets are $12 to $55. For tickets or information, visit the website Guard Arts, GardeArts.org. Oris Jenkins, Theater Works, 233 Pearl Street, Hartford. Theater Works, Hartford's living room concert series held in the theater's intimate rehearsal room space, welcomes local jazz pianist Oris Jenkins on February 18th at 7 p.m. Performance has already sold out, so a 9 p.m. show has been added. Jenkins is eclectic in his tastes and styles. His most recent album explored the life and music of Nat King Cole. Tickets are $10. For tickets or information, visit the website twhartford.org. Free telephonic Live Well workshops taking place. The North Central Area Agency on Aging is offering free six-week virtual Live Well with Chronic Pain workshops and Live Well with Chronic Conditions via telephone. Adults with chronic pain or chronic conditions are encouraged to register for this program to help them take control over their life and health. Participants will learn better ways of dealing with frustration, fatigue, isolation, and poor sleep, techniques to improve or maintain strength and energy, appropriate use of medications, and ways to improve nutrition will also be covered. The workshop includes some easy, gentle chair exercise to help with pain and improve or maintain strength and energy, breaking the pain cycle, pacing activities, and rest and communicating with healthcare providers will be discussed. This Live Well workshop is also beneficial for caregivers, family members, and friends of those with chronic health problems. Live Well with Chronic Pain telephonic workshop will take place February 21st at 1 p.m. and March 6th at 11 a.m. Live Well with Chronic Conditions telephonic workshop will take place March 14th at 2:30 p.m. Materials will be sent directly to participants at no cost and include Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Pain or Living a Healthy Life book and an instruction booklet. Each workshop is limited to 6 participants. For more information and to register, contact Carly at carly.taft@ncaaact.org. Include your name, address, and phone number. Connecticut Wine Trail hosts 2023 Winter Wine Trail Passport. Statewide, wine and exploration go together any time of year. With that in mind, 12 farm wineries across Connecticut have once again organized the highly anticipated Winter Wine Trail for visitors and residents alike looking for a way to warm up the season. From now through April 2nd, participants can pick up a free passport from any of the 12 participating wineries and start on a quest to visit each vineyard. Those who are able to check off all 12 participating wineries before the April 2nd deadline become eligible to win prizes valued at more than $6,000. Passports must be submitted to one of the participating vineyards by the deadline date. Photocopied booklets or pages will be disqualified. Winners will be chosen by a random drawing held on April 19th and will be notified by email or phone. There are more than 45 prizes offered for people who have successfully visited every winery. The grand prize is a two-night stay at West 57th Street by Hilton Club in New York City, valued at over $1,000. The first and second prizes are spa experiences, valued at over $475 each, and the third prize, valued at $300, is a one-night stay at the Mystic Marriott. Additional prizes range from restaurant gift cards, including a chef-presented farm-to-table dinner for 8, and a 24-piece box of chocolates from Milk House Chocolates, to shopping certificates and a bottle of wine valued up to $30 from each participating vineyard. The 12 participating vineyards include the following wineries: Aquila's Nest Vineyards, 56 Pole Ridge Road in Sandy Hook; Bishop's Orchards, 1355 Boston Post Road in Guilford; Gouveia Vineyards, 1339 Whirlwind Hill Road in Wallingford; Hawkridge Winery, 26 Plungus Road in Watertown; Hopkins Vineyard, 25 Hopkins Road in New Preston; Jonathan Edwards Winery, 74 Chester Main Street in North Southington; Paradise Hills Vineyards, 15 Windswept Hill Road in Wallingford; Priam Vineyards, 11 Shaler Hill Road in Colchester; Sharp Hill Vineyard, 108 Wade Road in Pomfret; Stonington Vineyards, 523 Togwonk Road in Stonington; Sunset Meadow Vineyards, 599 Old Middle Street, Goshen, and Taylor Brook Winery, 818 Route 171 in Woodstock. Plainville. Drew Crandall, president of Connecticut Radio Fellowship, will share the life and legacy of Prudence Crandall at the First Congregational Church of Plainfield, 519 Norwich Road, on Saturday, February 25th at 10 a.m. This free presentation is open to the public. Dress is casual. Prudence Crandall is the official heroine of Connecticut because of her courageous stand against racism and slavery in the 1830s, which was inspired by the Book of Ecclesiastes, verse 4, chapter 1. Come and discover fascinating things about Prudence's early years, what led to her situation in Canterbury, how things came to a head, and the ripple effect of her life, which is an encouraging example of how one person can make a difference. Drew Crandall was invited to share this presentation by the church pastor, Reverend Christopher Adams, the singing chaplain. Adams also serves on the board of Connecticut Radio Fellowship, which operates WISH 104.9 FM Christian Radio in Middletown. As a Christian community, the First Congregational Church of Plainfield was founded in 1705. The unique Federal Period Stone Church building was built in 1816. For details and directions, call 860-564-5932. Next, let's take a look at the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for February 16th. Opera House Players staging Bridges of Madison County. The Opera House Players will present the Bridges of Madison County weekends at the Enfield Annex, 124 North Maple Street, Enfield. Madison County is based on the best-selling novel of the same name by Robert James Waller, which inspired the film starring Meryl Streep and Clint Eastwood. The story poses the question of what if, through the lens of Francesca Johnson, an Italian immigrant living on the plains of Iowa after marrying an American soldier to escape her home country during World War II. While her husband and children are away, she meets Robert Kincaid, a photographer for National Geographic, and her life takes an unexpected and life-altering turn. The Bridges of Madison County will be staged Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. through February 26th. Tickets are $25 for adults, $21 for seniors, students, and children younger than 12. Group discounts are 10% off 10 tickets and 20% off 20 tickets, available online and at the door. For more information, visit the website operahouseplayers.org/tickets. The Suffield Players will present These Shining Lives, the true story of several radium girls by Melanie Marnick and directed by Lisa Parker at Mapleton Hall, 1305 Mapleton Avenue in Suffield. The radium girls were young women who painted clock and watch faces with radium paint for civilian use after World War I. The exposure led to tragic consequences. Showtimes are Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m. through February 25th. Tickets are $20, discounts for seniors and students. Masks are required at the Sunday performance. To purchase tickets and for more information, call 800-289-6148 or visit the website suffieldplayers.org. Tootsie, a laugh-out-loud love letter, will be staged at the Bushnell, 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford, Tuesday through February 26th. Tootsie is the story of Michael Dorsey, a talented but difficult actor who struggles to find work until one show-stopping act of desperation lands him the role of a lifetime. To purchase tickets and for more information, call the box office at 860-987-5900 or visit the website bushnell.org. The Banff Mountain Film Festival will take place Saturday beginning at 7 p.m. at the Bushnell 166 Capitol Avenue in Hartford. The pre-show taco and tequila party is at 4:30 p.m. with tacos and tequila in the lobby and a live mariachi band to kick off the film festival. Tickets range from $24 to $44. Take in the stunning natural beauty of ski slopes and deserts and explore the globe through eight mountains and adventure films that run 7 to 40 minutes. To purchase tickets and for more information, call the box office at 860-987-5900 or visit the website bushnell.org. Coming up, the Timothy Edwards Middle School Entertainers will bring Matilda Jr., a gleefully witty ode to the anarchy of childhood and the power of imagination, to the stage March 2nd to the 4th. Performances will take place in the school auditorium in South Windsor. For more information, contact JLEVEILLE at swindsor.k12.ct.us or gcarver@swindsor.k12.ct.us or visit the website tems.southwindsorschools.org. White Rabbit Theater, a Glastonbury-based nonprofit community theater, takes on Agatha Christie's And Then There Were None, February 24th to March 5th at Cheney Hall, 177 Hartford Road, Manchester. The show will run February 24th and 25th and March 3rd and 4th at 7:30 p.m. and February 26th and March 5th at 2 p.m. Snow date is March 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Seating is by general admission. Tickets are $24 for adults, $20 for ages 65 and older, and $16 for 17 and younger, available from cast and crew members and online at cheneyhall.org/buy-tickets. For more information, email the director at adam.torello@gmail.com. The opening night players of the drama troupe at Ellington High School will present the play Radium Girls, written by D.W. Gregory and directed by William Prenetta, on March 2nd and 3rd at 7:30 p.m. in the school auditorium, 37 Maple Street. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for students and senior citizens, and can be purchased at the door or online. For tickets or information, visit the website openingnightknightplayers.com/ticket-sales. Here are some museum events. UConn Husky Sports Museum opens Saturday. The J. Robert Donnelly Husky Heritage Sports Museum will be open 2 hours before and 1 hour after basketball practice on Saturday and Wednesday. The Husky Heritage Sports Museum exhibits tell the story of the team, the coaches, and student athletes who have been part of the rich history that constitutes the UConn experience. The growth and development of Connecticut athletes is traced by a text, photographs, and select artifacts from its beginning in the 1890s to its present-day ranking among the elite major college athletic programs in the nation. Memorabilia includes the NCAA championship trophies won by UConn's men's and women's basketball, men's soccer, and field hockey teams and the 1950s-era baseball gloves belonging to Connecticut three Droppo brothers, including Walt Droppo, first baseman's mitt when he was the American League Rookie of the Year with the Boston Red Sox in 1950. The museum is open free of charge. Regular hours are Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., other times by appointment. For more information, call 860-486-3607. The University of Connecticut continues to seek additional memorabilia and artifacts to help expand the story of the Yukon Huskies. Anyone wishing to donate items of interest may contact Mike Enright, University Communications, at mike.enright@yukon.edu. For people who want to learn more about World War II aircraft, the New England Air Museum has answers. On February 28th at 10 a.m., a lecture, Warbirds of World War II, will cover restoration of several of the museum's World War II aircraft. There will also be a highlights tour of the museum's Warbirds. The cost of the two-hour session is $25. The Air Museum is at 36 Perimeter Road, Windsor Locks. Winter hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, call 860-623-3305 or visit the website neam.org. A curator talk on 19th century costumes in the collection at the Wadsworth Athenaeum Museum of Art will take place Sunday at 1 p.m. The talk is free with museum admission. The Wadsworth cares for a large costume and textile collection spanning centuries of construction and representing cultures from around the globe. Ned Lazzaro, the Wadsworth's new associate curator of costume and textiles, will give an in-depth exploration of two mid-19th century costumes on view. On February 23rd at 5:30 p.m., Wadsworth curator Linda Roth will present Stories in Silver, The Chocolate Pot. Roth will explore the connections between chocolate and silver, learn how chocolate made its way to Europe from the Americas and establishing itself as a breakfast staple before becoming the cherished ingredient of contemporary desserts. Sample an 18th century hot chocolate recipe, sip a modern chocolate cocktail, and indulge in chocolate-inspired treats while viewing objects in a silver vault that were used to serve all things cacao. Stories in Silver is an ongoing series of interactive events that explore global narratives presented in the new Silver Vault at the Wadsworth. Admission to the lecture is $30 or $20 for members. Wadsworth welcome members, seniors, and students with ID. Attendees must be 21 and or older to attend. The Wadsworth is open Thursday through Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. For more information on exhibits and events, visit the website thewadsworth.org. Create a functional windmill at the Connecticut Science Museum during Women in Science on Saturday between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Members of the Connecticut chapter of the Society of Women Engineers will lead Harnessing the Wind. Participants will learn hands-on about engineering and design in creating a functional windmill. Women engineers will guide participants through the interactive process of producing a prototype, testing it, and tweaking it until it is just right, while attendees learn how a similar full-size device might provide green energy for future needs. This program is included with general admission or membership. The Science Center will be open daily during school vacation week, Saturday through February 26, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore four floors filled with more than 165 exhibits, live science demonstrations, giant screen movies, and the butterfly encounter. The Connecticut Science Center is at 250 Columbus Boulevard in downtown Hartford. General admission is adult ages 18 to 64, $25.95. Adults ages 65 and older, $23.95. Youths ages 3 to 17, $17.95. 2 and younger, free. There is an additional fee of $6.95 for the butterfly encounter and $5.95 for movies and $7.95 for stage shows. Regular hours are Wednesday to Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information about exhibits or other events, visit the website ctsciencecenter.org. In music news, folk singer Don White to give concert at Northwest Park. The Friends of Northwest Park will present comedian, storyteller, folk singer, and songwriter Don White in concert Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Northwest Park Nature Center in Windsor. White sings about his goofy dog Rascal, his two-digit bank balance, and how he has to preface every statement to his kids with the line, "I'm not trying to oppress you, but." The Northwest Park Nature Center is a smoke-free facility accessible to the handicapped. For ticket information and reservations, call 860-285-1886 or visit the website northwestpark.org. Proceeds will benefit environmental education at the park. Mike Rao will be the featured performer at the French Social Club, 341 Kelly Road in Vernon, on Saturday beginning at 7:30 p.m. Karaoke is held every Friday at 8 p.m. There is no cover charge. Play pool, darts, and table games. On February 25th, there will be a Sugar House dinner at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the club. Beginning at 7 p.m., there will be music by DJ Gillis. The New Haven Symphony Orchestra Pops will play an all Gershwin program in Hamden and Sheldon this weekend. Led by Principal Pops conductor Chelsea Tipton II, the concert will feature Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue with guest pianist Clayton Stevenson, plus American jazz standards sung by Broadway's Haley Carlucci. Concerts will be given Saturday at 3 p.m. at Hamden High School and Sunday at 3 p.m. at Shelton High School. Tickets range from $35 to $49. Tickets for kids 17 and under are free with the purchase of an adult ticket. For more information, call 203-693-1486 or visit the website newhavensymphony.org. The folk fusion group Cold Chocolate will play at the Buttonwood Tree in Middletown on Friday at 8 p.m. Admission is $15. Cold Chocolate is a genre-bending Americana band that fuses folk, funk, and bluegrass. The band from Boston features Ethan Robbins on guitar and Ariel Bernstein on percussion, backed by Root players. For more information, including a schedule of shows, call 860-347-4957 or visit the website buttonwood.org. That's a look at some of the things to do around Connecticut from the pages of the Hartford Courant and the Time Out section of the Journal Inquirer for February 16th. If you have any questions or need more information on any of the articles I've read, call the Chris Listener line at 860-727-9579. I'm Francine Michaud. So long for now.